fresh.
No.
What about
put it on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the. What do you? Is there any special name for the larger bone on the pulley bone? The one that's bigger than the other one? No special name for that?
Oh, but that pulley bone comes off the breast, don't it?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Well, that other part connected to it called be the breast, a big breast piece. Mm-hmm.
But the pulley bone itself has, you know.
It comes off this way.
Yeah, it has. It's like two pieces of bone
that's
joined
right.
together.
That's
one's
right.
a little bit longer than the other one. But you wouldn't have any special name for the long part.
That's
of it.
Right.
Why do children like to get that and pull it apart?
I don't know.
Any special reason?
All as far as I can remember, folks used to get that pulley bone because.
Is there any kind of story maybe or superstition involved with that?
I don't reckon it is.
Have you ever heard that if you pull?
Make a wish or something like that.
Supposedly if you make a wish and after you pull the thing apart, if you get the long part, your wish will come true. Have you ever heard anything like that?
I've heard that.
Yeah.
I used to put it in two for beers before I married her, trying to get her. Thought I'd win it that way.
Well, maybe that's something to it. What do you, General, what do you call the inside parts of a hog that you can eat?
Chitlins.
Not liver.
Ribs.
No.
Yeah. Living light.
What would you call all that together?
Well, you call the living light, we'd make a hash. And the chitlins is having to be clean.
Have you ever heard that called a harshlet?
That's what that living light is, a hash. The folks call it hash, you know, but the proper way is harshlet. They cook it together with onions and pepper. The heart and the liver.
You like to eat chitlins, General?
Yes, sir. I like.
I've heard those, if I remember right, those things don't smell too good when they cook, do they?
What, chitlins?
I cook them with
the lid. See, if you cook them with the lid off, the scent leaves them. But if you cook them in a pot and keep them shut up, the scent is, that smell, it cook it back in them. It made me think about a man who said, went to a chitlin supper, and he killed his pocket full of corn. And said the folks had a big chitlin's up and they had company there and said everybody just praising the chitlins to the high and just licking them up. And this man had some corn in his pocket, you know, they feed the hogs off of corn. So he slipped a grain of corn in his mouth. Say all of a sudden he stopped and put that grain of corn out of his mouth and laid it down by his plate and went to eat the chitlins. People began to look and satisfied. Caught another grain of corn and laid it down there, and folk went pushing the grains back, getting up from tea.
Oh, me.
That man had the corn in his pocket, make like he's getting it out of them
Well, if it was a time of day when you heard your cows start mooing, you know, and your horses were neighing, you'd say, My goodness, I didn't realize it was so late. It's getting right on to
feeding time. Feeding cows.
That ever sneak up on you before?
That's right.
Feeding time before you know it.
That's right.
What would you call? How would you call to cows, General, in order to get them to come up from the pasture? What would you call to?
Quit. Heap of times you feed them. And you can just walk out there and holler, and they'll know you're hollering, they'll come. So you don't have to call, you just walk out and say, hey! And that'll be, they hear a car say, mercy!